filing the necessary paperwork to officially become a candidate. Mr. Cross, thanks very much for being with us in the studio.
In the studio, morning. I know. Yeah. Good morning. Hopefully I sound better in studio.
Can you get up early and come all the way into the studio here as opposed to just over the phone? This actually is the last, would be your last term in in the Ohio House.
Yeah.
Unless you were to decide to run for a different office.
Sure.
But what are the feelings, you know, heading into this final, potentially final term?
Well, mixed emotions. I mean, good morning, everybody. It's nice to be with everybody this morning. But mixed emotions because, one, where did those 6 years go?
Yeah.
I mean, so in the Ohio House, you can run for 8 years total. You can run for 4 2-year terms. And so I'm excited today to officially launch our reelection for our fourth and final term to be the state representative of the Ohio House and the 83rd District. But, you know, it's exciting because what I'm going to go campaign on is my experience and leadership and things that we actually got accomplished over the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
The good work that we've been able to do to, you know, work on pro-life, pro-adoption, pro-family legislation, continuing to protect our Second Amendment rights. During COVID, our Constitution was challenged. We fought hard, even right here in Findlay, using the example of creating the Business Fairness Act to keep all businesses open for business. Who knew, Chris, that when I developed kind of a campaign slogan to keep Ohio safer, stronger, and open for business, who knew that was going to be tested
the way that would be
applied? That's right. And so we're excited to keep that going. It's an exciting day just to get back on the ballot and let people know I want to go work for them again.
You mentioned campaigning and launching that campaign. It will be a little bit different this time around because you have competition, not just in the general, but for the nomination this year.
That's right. Republican primary a little earlier this year in March 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a very short primary season, but that's okay. Listen, I was very lucky, and I think maybe people understood, after my first election, the second and third election, I did not have a primary challenger. I think people knew how hard we're working. And in this case, those things happen. People have a right to run. But this is a good job interview. People have to understand when you run for office, whether it's 2 years, 4 years, or whatever your term is, this is a job interview. And you got to go back out there and let people know how hungry you are, how hard you're working, how dedicated you want to be. And so we welcome a good, healthy, hearty campaign for the primary season.
Does that make it any more challenging in any way to campaign, given the fact that you can't wait for the general? You've got to start campaigning now, and does it become more expensive?
Well, it's more pesky because who wants to campaign in the middle of winter? In all due respect, for no matter who's running, you've got a lot of races happening in the primary. So there's commissioners, sheriff, prosecutors races. We're all going to be out there pounding yard signs and 0 degree temperatures. We're going to be knocking on your doors when it's really cold out. So if we come knock on your door and you happen to have some hot, warm cocoa, please invite us in because we'll take you up on the offer.
You were mentioning this just a moment ago. I was going to ask you to kind of preview what that campaign is going to look like.
Sure. Well, I think this is really to let people know, listen, my campaign chairman, Matt Jennings, who's a good friend of mine, basically said in our press release that John Cross has been our conservative champion for the 83rd district. This campaign is to really go out there and continue to reinforce that message. Representing the 83rd district, which is Hancock, Hardin, Logan counties, and part of Logan counties, we have served as the conservative champion for the 83rd district. Not only have we protected our rights and freedoms, but we've worked really hard to bring back resources, financial resources, making sure that your tax dollars, my tax dollars that we send to Columbus, instead of our tax dollars being sent to Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati, I was down there scrapping and fighting to make sure we got those resources back for our schools, our roads and bridges, our infrastructure, community projects. I think that's really what this campaign is about. In a final term, when you're a senior member of leadership, no different than being a senior member of high school or a senior in college, you've got some really great opportunities to use your experience and leadership to do good things for your district. And I'm just asking the voters for my final 2 years to really, because we're in the sweet spot of getting good legislation and good things done for Findlay and Hancock County.
You mentioned the conservative leadership will be a highlight of the campaign. Sure. And in speaking with Ty Matthews, your opponent for the nomination, that is one of the things that he is emphasizing as well. It seems like it will be a challenge to, or the challenge will be to out conservative each other. Is this going to be a race to the right?
Well, I think this is going to be. Listen, my race is going to be to reinforce my record. The good news is I have a record. People know exactly who we are, mm-hmm. what we stand for, and the votes we have casted. And I think this really is going to be a campaign about experience. The good news is there are term limits, and that does allow a citizen legislature to happen. So someone new is going to be able to run. Mm-hmm. It will be an open seat 2 years from now.
Right.
I think what's really important, I think to separate the difference in this race is experience and leadership right now. We don't want to change the quarterback when he's throwing, you know, touchdowns in the end zone. And so I think right now I'm going to go knock on doors, continue to talk to voters about our record, what we've got accomplished for the district, and ask them for 2 more years to keep doing the same.
Since you used the football quarterback analogy, and this may be, obviously it is kind of getting ahead of itself a little bit, but are you planning 2 years from now to run for a Senate seat or move to a different enter the transfer portal, as it were? Use another football analogy.
You know, I am focused on running right now to do a really good job for these 2 years. And then I'm going to sit down and talk to my family and see what's best for my family. Because at the end of the day, I'm so appreciative of my wife, Christina, and our boys, Carson and Connor, and the patience they have had to allow me to run. There's nothing wrong with going back to the private sector either.
Yeah.
And I think it's healthy. So yes, I could run for the Senate. The Senate will be open 2 years from now. Mm-hmm. We're certainly looking at that, but I'm also looking, you know, go back to the private sector.
Okay.
So, but I just want to run.
Focus on the here and now.
Focus on the here and now.